Welcome to the podcast for the sisters and bros. It will make you laugh from your head to your toes. Talking about their lives, from the highs to the lows. And the name of the title goes, The Sloppy Joes.
Welcome everyone to the Sloppy Ho 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 Cast.
Sloppy Hoes.
It is Boxing
Sloppy
Day.
Sloppy Hoes is a website you made, isn't it?
Sloppy Hoes would be, I'd go on it. Mm. I'd be intrigued. Would you not?
You subscribe.
Don't subscribe. Don't subscribe to anything.
No.
Apart from Deliveroo Plus.
Oh, yeah.
Which I'll get into later on in the show. Happy Boxing Day, everyone!
Oh, happy Boxing Day, everyone.
Joe
the day
Smith.
Where, of course, we all go out and we do a bit of boxing, don't we? You go and beat someone up in the town square.
Do we know why it's called Boxing Day?
Probably used to put stuff in a box, I'd have thought. Don't know.
Ethan James, ladies and gentlemen. Why is it called Boxing Day?
I'd imagine...
Yeah, good. Don't Google it with your big PC.
Well, I was going to... I was wondering if back in the day, like in the Victorian era, the men at the time used to have a bit too much to drink. And then they'd just take it out.
No. Yeah, I know where you're going with that. Taking it out on people around them. Boxing Day was traditionally called a day off for servants. A day when they received a special Christmas box from their masters. The servants would also go home on Boxing Day to give Christmas boxes to their family.
So it's quite sad in a way.
It is a little, yes.
Well,
it's a little third world, isn't it?
We still get a day off.
No one gets beaten up, crucially.
Yeah, crucially. So we've got a lot to get at. 9 out of 10 club.
We've been out, me and you.
We've been out.
We've had a big night out.
Essentially, we've got to build up to Christmas. Yeah. Then we've got Christmas. Yeah. Then we've got 9 out of 10 club. Yeah. And if I've got time... Joe's Christmas Bonanza.
Ooh.
The final edition.
Joe's Christmas Bonanza. We better have time for that.
We will have time for it.
Yeah.
So in the build to Christmas, Ethan, you've had a busy one. It was Manisha's birthday. How was that?
Oh, yes. Well, I really treated her. I took her out.
People are worried of the comments that we might have
grooming issue.
Grooming issue. But, how old was she when you got with her?
19.
Oof.
Well, I would have been 22.
Ah, that's better.
Wait, yeah. So how old are you now?
24.
24, and how old was she when you got together?
19.
5 year age gap there.
No, there's I've aged.
Between those 2 days, I'm just saying, between you now and her when you met, there's a 5 year age gap. That is
true. That's
that is
true,
the truth,
yeah,
isn't
but
it?
Yeah. Anyway, yeah. So it's a big 21st.
Yeah.
So presumably,
last time we spoke, you had all the presents, but you didn't know what food you were going to treat it to.
Oh, I tried to get the sparrow, didn't I?
Yeah.
But I couldn't get the sparrow.
It's fully booked.
So you tried one restaurant, because when I was on the podcast last week, I was looking at another restaurant that's pretty good, that's about 35 quid each, that I said to you, this table's in.
Yeah, you didn't sort that for me. You said...
No.
I let you know.
Come on.
Tables.
But you said you were going to book it for me.
Yes, but then we didn't speak about it again afterwards, did I? And I didn't want to pressure you.
That's a bit on your fault, a little bit.
I thought, me?
Yeah.
I thought
if you're going
to
say you're going to do something for me, I'd follow through.
No, it wasn't. I said we'd talk about it afterwards, and he never came to me. I didn't want to pressure him.
All right, so, okay. What did you eat Friday night?
And also, it's not my job to book him a restaurant.
Yeah, but if you go, oh, this place has got... If you got the website up in front of you, just type the names in.
I don't want to type the names in. I don't know how to spell Manisha.
Manisha.
That is just saying it.
What did you eat on Friday night?
We decided to order from Uber Eats.
You're fucking joking me.
A thing called...
If this is a Domino's now or a pizza or... I feel like we're done.
Mama's Soul Grill.
Ooh.
Mama's Soul Grill.
And
fucking
we got
hell. Mama's Soul Grill. I've never heard of it.
Well, it was incredible, Drew.
Yeah,
because you got some wings, rice, macaroni cheese, grilled king prawns, mozzarella sticks. And there was certainly... Oh, and plantain. And that all amassed to... £20, because I got 40% off.
So
basically...
Hold on, how much was it going to be?
Oh, well...
40% off, that's £20.
About 36 quid, boy.
Fucking hell. Mm.
So you have to think that was basically a 36 quid meal.
but you got a 40% discount.
He's on the wind-up. Did you tell Manish you got a discount? Or did you sell out? I spent 36 quid on you there.
Well, it was 20 quid and we went halfers.
No.
Halfers?
Wait,
hold on. You didn't even get the fucking deal.
Let's do one thing at a time here. Yeah. First of all, halvers. You don't think that when something is cut in between two, you'd have two halvers, do you?
Is that not what it's called? Halfers.
He's taking the piss. He's messing about.
No, we'll go halfers. Mate.
Yo, shut up, Ethan.
That's true.
You know he's not a halvers.
What do you say?
We go halves.
Oh, I always thought he was halvers.
Yeah, he's white.
I'm not.
You are.
Halvers.
Halvers.
Anyway, so you went halvers. But also, Ethan, you've already got a massive, basically, halvers discount.
Ha. Yep.
Right?
Yep.
Did you not think, I'll treat you to this since it's your fucking birthday and we're not going like Dutch on the meal?
Oh, well, you know, I decided to take a Bunny Jackson's another day, which I got for us.
Right, so the two stories that we want to talk about, they have a crossover because me and you were out Friday night.
Yeah.
The Joes.
Huge.
Let me explain to you what I see. I'm meeting Joe at 8 o'clock. It's work, but it's not really work because it's like DJing. The event starts at 9. We'll get in, we'll have a couple of Guinness early doors, me and you.
Yeah.
You rock up with what I can only describe, Joe, at Stockport train station with a 12-inch post-night out pizza. And you're having this pre-night out. Yeah. Explain yourself.
Well, there's a place on Edgeley called Pizza
Deep Pan Express. I've never been.
You have. And I don't know. I genuinely cannot vouch for anything on the menu except for 12-inch Americano pizza, please. Just a little bit of garlic butter. That's what I asked for. Because the Americano, it is, and my throat is watering just thinking about it. Because the way I chucked it down, it barely even hit the mouth. It just went straight to throat shite. It is red onion.
Delicious.
Jalapeno. Pepperoni. Spicy beef. Garlic butter on a pizza.
Nice.
Now tell me that isn't ticking almost
everyone. It sounds delicious.
The only issue is sometimes when you leave them to just make the normal version, it's so garlicky buttery that it's like coming through the box.
Is it really?
And the bottom is like a soup.
And did you have one eye on the garlic? Because we were going out.
Yeah, we were going out.
Stink too much.
So I got this pizza and you were like, let's meet at the train station at 7 o'clock or whatever. And it's now like 6:52 or whatever, 8 minutes before I'm meant to meet you, and the pizza is still in the oven.
That's mad. Pizza.
So I got it and like ran from the station to the train station. So you see me turn up, sprinting around the corner with this pizza. And then we shared it. I say shared it. You had a couple of slices.
I had one. No, don't say a couple. I had one slice.
You had two slices.
I didn't have
two.
Two slices. I had one
slice. Okay, you had one slice.
I
ate the 12-inch pizza in 6 minutes.
The train was 10 minutes long. He sits down and it's already gone before we even see Piccadilly.
Yeah. Wasn't it nice though?
It was a delicious pizza.
Right.
Crazy way to start your night.
Crazy way to start the night. My breath was fighting an uphill battle for the rest of the evening.
It was interesting to see.
It was diabolical.
How you then stomached two pretty hefty pints. You had the Guinness and then you had a nice little lager. What was it called?
A IPA, wasn't it?
But then
the night itself. So talk us through the night itself, because a lot of people will probably know who these people are.
Yeah. So there's a podcast called Ellis James and John Robbins. Now, we've been listening to them for a while. Some people even say we've robbed some of their features. I can't say anything.
What was their feature? Having one of the presenters interview at Takeaways?
No. You've been
interviewing Takeaways for the best part of 5 years. I've never seen any of them to do that.
Anyway, they're a quality podcast. They're produced by a guy called Dave Masterman.
Yeah.
As a producer, he's smart. He's always thinking about, you know, pushing the podcast to the next limits. You know, he's always on the ball. He's one of the best producers ever.
He turns up on time.
And we've got Ethan James.
Oh, I've accidentally turned your mic off there, Joe. Yeah. Sorry.
He puts on these nights, I'd say once a quarter, called All My Friends. Mm-hmm. Which is not as good as the name that the podcast came up with, was Dancing with Dave.
Yeah.
Which I think is a great name.
Yeah.
I was tasked with the build up to what will be them arriving, the podcast arriving and taking over from about 10:30 till 2 a.m. So we got there at about 8:45.
Yeah.
We were on, baby. 9 till 10:30.
So you were meant to be DJing this to build it up, but then because we got there, there was no one there obviously because we were opening the show. Or you're opening the show. You were like, pop on stage with me.
Yeah, it was nice, wasn't
so
it?
So I was on stage like DJing with you. You were doing the DJ, and I was just sort of like giving my input here and there. But it was mad.
It was good.
I'm thinking
it was
like because
really
obviously I listened to the show and stuff. It was mad seeing like because I met Dave once years ago, a couple of years ago, but briefly. But then meeting him, chatting, and then Ellis turned up later on as well.
Yeah.
It was a good night.
It was a really
and after
good
also,
night.
Also, once we'd done, or I'd done, then I could just get bladdered then.
We got drunk, didn't we?
I got really drunk.
We got leathered. I'll tell you what I've not seen in a while is someone in the toilets with, like, aftershave on the side.
Where have they gone?
They're back. Venue, they were back.
Surely COVID hit them hard.
I would have thought so.
Because there's only so... You know, only so much sort of tolerance the population can have for a little plate with six Chupa Chups on it.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Who's buying a lollipop on a night?
Every aftershave money can buy. We've got chewing gum. We've got Chupa Chups. I saw one bloke once, not here, selling fresh fruit.
Fresh fruit?
Like apples and oranges.
No way.
A bunch of cherries. But he was in there. I've not seen him in a long time.
Yeah, I paid him. Do you know, throughout the night? I paid him twice.
Why?
On card as well.
I don't know.
Yeah, the card machine.
So what I do in that scenario, because I just, and I don't know what this is, but I just cannot get my head around the idea that this person is necessary. And I don't mean to like screw people out of a job who sit in the toilet and sell aftershave. But I just think this isn't a place for like a stall.
I know, it is a bit mad.
It's a toilet.
And I just want to dry my hands.
So I didn't wash my hands all night.
Oh, Joe.
Because I can't bear... Because if I go near him and I wash my hands, I'm going to give him a couple of quid. But I just fundamentally don't agree with it.
I bet you've had some run-ins with people like that in the bathroom, haven't you, Ethan?
Oh, I always buy the lolly.
Do you? I thought you'd be very against it.
Lolly of all things.
I just love lollies. I love Chupa Chup lollies.
So you'd be in this, you'd be in a club and you'd buy the Chupa Chup.
Buy the lolly.
Yeah, just like lollies. Just like Factory or 42s. I don't know if they're doing 42s actually. Factory, sorry. Yeah, I'd always get the lolly. Nice lollies. Like the Coke one or the cherry one.
He's not well today.
He's had a stroke.
You've had a big drinking session on Christmas.
Oh, I'm so tired.
Why are you so tired?
I woke up last night in a fluster. I was hot and sweating. And I woke up again, and Manisha had to calm me down because I woke up from a nightmare. The nightmare was that I bought a nice new white jumper and she spelt red sauce on it, and I lost my head. I had to be calmed down.
Like, well, last night you wake up and you had to be calm.
I was hot. I was sweating. I lost my head. I was like shaking and that, and as soon as I woke up, I remembered why.
Because you got a bit of ketchup on your jumper.
Yeah, it was like maybe like more of a wine sauce.
A wine.
It was actually a Lloyd Grossman
sauce.
Chili and basil.
What are you talking about? A wine sauce. It would just be wine. What's a wine sauce?
Like wine that you cook with. Is what I mean.
You so
like a stroganoff or something.
Could
like
you not get back to sleep?
So
nah.
Yeah, but we had a great night, didn't we?
Great night.
That's indie bangers, top to bottom.
It was great.
It was nice. Some songs that you've not heard in a while.
We stopped this wonderful podcast from a message by our sponsors. Mm. Hi, Joe. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
Now, Joe... Yeah, very, very well, thank you. Joe, you've got luscious locks. Mm-hmm. But unfortunately, I'm not blessed with such amazing hair. Mm. And that really got me down. Mm. And I think you've seen my journey with my hair, haven't you?
We speak about it a lot, and it's something that I think, especially in the past, was a big focus of your life, wasn't it? How do we get this right? How do we minimise this? How do we, you know, fingers crossed, bring things back to life?
Yes.
I don't hear you talking about it as much anymore.
Because, I'll tell you why, it did get me down a lot. Other people were commenting quite mean online, being on the podcast and being on other social videos. People love to have a go at me.
Yeah.
Bobby Charlton this.
Yeah.
You know, when is he going to just chop it all off?
Who's that egg? I hate that egg. You see that a lot, don't we, on the comments?
That was the past. Now, using suns.co.uk for the last 6 months, here's what I've seen, Joe. And I'll be honest with you. I think this is a long process, but I am sticking with it.
Yeah.
I order suns.co.uk. You get your spray, you get your tablets, you get your vitamins, you get your shampoo.
Yeah.
You start taking them. The first thing I saw was that my hair, I'd go into the shower, and I'd be showering my hair, and you'd just see just hairs just coming off at a ridiculous rate.
Yeah.
The first thing Suns has done to me is it stopped that.
That's good. That's crucial, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because before, you know, you can't drive forward unless you've stopped reversing. Do you know what I mean?
Whose quote said that? Who said that?
Socrates.
And so that's what it's done. And now, over time, I'm seeing gradually my hair get a little bit more thicker.
Dense.
Some part of my hair is growing out quicker as well after haircuts. And I'm feeling more confident in myself.
Looking great.
And I'm here to tell you, sloppers, if you do have some moments where you look in the mirror and you feel a bit upset, your self-esteem is a bit low, you're worried about your hair, suns.co.uk has some treatments for you. And guess what? November is Cyber Month. We're excited to bring to you a brand new code for you to get your treatment. What's the code, I hear you ask?
What's the code, I say?
Oh, well, the discount code is SloppyJoes33. That is for 33% off.
That's a fantastic amount off. We should have said that toward the start.
Probably. Okay. A third off your treatments. Treatments can be found at suns.co.uk. I'll tell you which one I've got.
Mm-hmm.
The Full Works.
Oof.
It comes with, you've got your vitamins, tablets, hair shampoo, which smells delicious, by the way.
Some of those hand movements may not actually represent where those items are being applied. Vitamins, tablets. You don't put the tablets on the back of the head, you put them in your mouth. Same goes with the vitamins, okay?
I'm very sorry, yes. And then you've got your sprays and you will be looking fabulous.
Yeah.
So make the most of Cyber Month here. The Sloppy Joes applaud you too, because one day, like we say, you'll be sitting here and I'll have the same hair, fingers crossed, as Joe Smith.
Ta-da.
T's and C's apply to that little quote at the end there. But please do, suns.co.uk, use SloppyJoes33 as your discount code. Get it now.
Yeah, and then we got a, we got a taxi home, didn't we?
Yeah.
I don't remember much about the taxi home, do you? Someone just kept telling the guy you'd tip him. Did you tip him?
Oh, no, right. Oh, fuck off, actually. I forgot about this. So we ordered a taxi home. You were obviously in the mood of tipping all night because you'd given this bloke in the toilet 20 quid or whatever.
Whoa.
I gave him a 10 quid.
Tenner?
Five. I said, look after me for the next couple of hours.
What do you mean, look after me? What do you mean, look after me? He's
spraying
not a fucking bodyguard.
Washing my hands, loving it. And then at the end of the night, I said, Merry Christmas. Give another fiver.
Right.
Was he washing your hands?
He
Sorry.
Was washing Joe's bollocks by the end of the night. Joe had a sinker. Right, trousers down, bum in the sink.
Oh, God,
he
that's
awful. He got you in ship shape to get back to Becky, didn't he?
Yeah, he did.
He said, this arsehole, you could eat your dinner off it, by the
way. Or a chum-chum lolly.
Yeah, we can pull it out. There we go.
No.
Low-hanging fruit. No, so then Joe was in, like, tip mode, like some sort of snooker cue maker. And then the Uber arrived, and so the Uber rang, Joe McGrath, I think you answered the phone, didn't you?
What did I say?
And you were saying, yeah, we're coming down now, mate. Don't worry. Big tip coming. And I'm like, this is on my card, by the way. Then we get in the car. How you doing, mate? Yeah, big tip for you, as the door shuts. About five or six times, you go, mate, don't worry, we'll sort you out. Patting him on the shoulder. We're going to sort you out with a...
Yeah, it's Christmas time, isn't it?
Like, handsome tip. Say things like handsome tip.
Did you give
tip.
Him a handsome tip?
I gave him 2 quid.
I said, 2 quid?
What?
I sent you cash for that.
What?
For the tip. Sorry, I'm fucking up. I sent you some cash for that.
Did you?
For the big tip, yeah.
I don't know how much I gave him. I can go back and check. I gave him a few quid, couple quid. But you were like, hamming it up like I'm
sorry.
Fucking... I don't even know who. Like I'm Tom Cruise and I'm going to give him 100% tip.
I've got another story for that night.
Go on.
We nearly killed... Well, we had to rescue a dog. But in rescuing it, we nearly killed it.
What?
So get this, right? Picture the scene. There's a... In Northern Quarter, sort of going out of Stevenson Square towards Ancoats,
There is quite a large pavement, which was handy for this situation.
Looking at a 15-foot wide pavement.
And what has happened is this girl has got a dog, and she must have had a couple of wines.
I have to say, and this isn't the dog's fault. She is the type of dog owner that does my head in. Does my head right in.
So essentially, we turn the corner and we see what's happening here, Ethan. The dog, her dog, has come loose off the lead.
It's come free of its moorings.
So it's free. This is a busy road, this, by the way.
Yeah.
And it's saying hello to another dog. But there's traffic coming. And any minute, that the dog off the lead can fuck off. And she's struggling to get it back on the lead, isn't she? Oh. She's on it. She's on it big time.
Do you think she was on it big time?
She's boozy.
But it wasn't late.
You can tell.
It was about 7:30. She was pathetic. Right, and also the bloke who was there was
also boozy as well.
So he had a dog.
Both pissheads,
I think they knew each other. So anyway, his dog was there. Her dog is like bouncing around, flapping around. And do you know that? Like, do you know if your dog is off the lead and like near a road, you go into sort of overdrive mode, stern, sit,
get it, sit down.
And then you go and you grab it.
Never runs off.
You go grab it quickly, right? This dog isn't listening because she's not listening.
He's fucking about.
But then worst of all, when it is like nearer, there's a couple of times it came and sat nearer because it likes her. And she's going down so slow to it.
It fucks off. She'd get so close and the dog would go,
swinging around
fuck
like
off.
That and missing it. Oh, is it? Oh, I've lost it. So we were like, do you need a hand sort of shepherding this dog?
Oh, well, that's when things start to...
That was a red rag.
So we thought, we've had a couple of pints, we'll be heroes. Iron Man and Hulk. And we went over and we went, are you all right? We crouched down to say hello to the dog. And that's when the dog decided he didn't want to see us at all. We spooked the dog, didn't we?
The dog ran into the road at that point.
The dog ran into
the road. Well, you are.
The dog ran into the road.
The dog hadn't actually gone into the road until we got there.
Our kind heart actions. We thought, we're coming. Do you want any help? Should we come and help you? Are you, mate? Well, the dog saw me and you, two big lads. We're both in like blacks. We look like big bouncers. It just went, fuck off. Runs into this road. Luckily enough, there's no cars in the road.
Jesus.
Honestly, and it, chaos then. So I'm stopping the road.
Going, even though there's no cars, that's mad.
No, cars started coming.
All right, yeah.
Buses as well.
You ever stop the bus? Buses, right?
I think everyone stopped the bus.
Chaos. Hey, whoa. Stop. Luckily, the dog gets back on the pavement. And then it must take her 2 more minutes to get the fucker back on the lead.
It did, my head in. She's obviously not trained it. She don't know how to grab it. Like, grab the dog. She's going down and trying to, like, grab its collar with her little fingers and little pins like that, dead slow, dead precise. You're like, this is a moment where your dog might get ran over. Be a bit more forceful with it.
It would have ruined the night if by 9 o'clock we'd already seen the dog, a death of a dog.
Yeah.
It would have really ruined the night.
It would have been bad, that, wouldn't it?
But we didn't.
We didn't.
Whee! Christmas miracle.
We saved it.
So during the night out, me and you, we text Ethan, go, your name's on the door. You, Manisha, you're having a big Friday night.
Well, also, it's Manisha's birthday.
Manisha's birthday.
She likes indie music. Ethan loves indie music. Yeah. This could be a perfect... You know what? I didn't get us the restaurant we wanted, and I did charge you half for your own fucking birthday dinner, even though it was only £20. Let me make it up to you by giving you a free night out with a couple of sort of
booze.
You know,
we'll get a booze in.
Radio celebs, right? Ethan, instead of that, because what you want to do on a birthday, it's in terms of atmosphere, it's this action, isn't it? You know what I mean?
Tops off,
roof off. Bang. So Ethan thinks, I know how to take this night from, no offense, four. You know, covered in mac and cheese, and she's out of pocket. I'll take it to a 10 by watching Dead Man's Shoes, one of the most depressing movies and intense bits of cinema ever created.
Why did you choose that film?
Oh, well, you see, obviously I didn't know the outcome of the film.
Oh, this is the first time.
You thought from the name of it being called Dead Man's Shoes,
you're a bit like his brother.
Be really happy.
Oh. So you thought. You thought it was this is the first time you've ever seen it?
It's the first time I've ever heard it. The only reason to suggest it, so we're quite indecisive. And I was like, I'm not really a big film man. So I said, how about watch this? Because on the podcast the other day I was listening to, Jay said, oh, it's his favourite film. So I thought that could be a start. I know it was intense, wasn't it?
Can you give us a film review?
Oh, yes. Just imagine... The Darkness.
The band?
I believe in a thing called love.
Are they in it?
But no, sorry, more so the darkness of man. And it was really emphasised in quite a twisted and evil way, but also emphasising on revenge. Would that help?
Yes,
yeah, it's not
good,
much
yeah.
of a review, is it?
How many?
Oh, review. It? Sorry.
Just tell us what it is.
Oh, I'd probably give it a good 8 star.
Oh,
8 stars. 8 stars out of 100. So it's normally 5 stars.
Oh, is it? Well, probably 4 stars.
That's brilliant. It's all right. It's a scary film, isn't it?
It's very good. It is good. Yeah, it's very good.
Right, it's Christmas time, everyone.
There's no need to be afraid.
How are you on Christmas Day? What's your plans?
We're having a Stockport Christmas this year.
Okay. Oh,
for the first time. What? What was that noise?
It's a Stockport Christmas. Sounds a bit. Oh.
What are you doing for Christmas? Where are you going to be? Looking through the window with your mum at someone else's house.
Yeah, you're alone.
Like she was
Christmas.
Growing up. It's another kid's house instead, giving him presents. While you try and bite through a tin of rice pudding in the cupboard.
Mum, I've cut us gums on some bird's rice pudding.
If you're new to the podcast, Ethan's Christmas used to be his mum leaving the house before he'd wake up, and she wouldn't return till about 2 p.m. And he'd be alone at Christmas.
No, he wouldn't be alone. He would be him and a cat that his mum and stepdad bought that he was allergic to. So it'd be him and the sniffles until 2 p.m. And then if he was lucky, he'd get to open his presents. So Christmas, they're all coming up here this time.
No!
Yeah.
Does that mean you're cooking?
They've got... No, my mum and dad are cooking. They've got an Airbnb. They're
going to
be cooking. So Christmas Eve... Which technically hasn't happened yet, just, you know, full.
But it was great fun.
My mum and dad and Liz's mum and dad are meeting for the first time.
Fucking hell.
Big.
It's a big pressure, that, for Christmas Eve.
Big day.
Could ruin Christmas.
Could ruin Christmas. But Liz's mum and dad are the nicest people I've ever met. My mum and dad are the nicest people I've ever met.
Yeah, so it's going to be great. Sound.
There's no issues there.
Lovely. So what's the plan? Pub or neutral ground?
So Liz's mum and dad's.
Nice.
Very much a home fixture. For
Liz's
mum and dad.
Are they putting a spread on?
But you know what?
I like a Chinese on Christmas Eve.
My mum and dad are like Solskjaer's team in 2021.
Yes.
Fantastic at an away ground. The thing is with my mum and dad, they never know when they're beaten.
Yeah.
So even if they come in and there's an intimidating array of sort of meats,
you might play
Jesus,
darts. You like darts?
They might play darts. All that sort of stuff. My mum and dad fight till the very bitter end. So that'll be fine. And then Christmas Day, we do a Secret Santa. Did you know this?
Yes, I think you told us this last time.
And we do the award for, we have to guess who we think has bought for who.
Okay.
So we'll dish that out.
And is Christmas Day in the Airbnb?
Christmas Day is in the Airbnb.
Wow.
Yeah.
Is it local? Is it local to you?
Yeah, it's in Levensham.
Really?
Mm. So we're going to go there for Christmas Day.
Has she tested out the kitchen yet?
I don't know. No, they're not. Well, as we record this, they're not there yet.
I'd be wanting the spec.
Well, worst comes to worst, we can always cook it at ours.
Yeah, and Levensham Bakery's opened at Christmas Day.
Yeah, we can all have a nice swarm of
big, big Levensham Bakery, one of our favourite 9 and 10 clubs ever. Oh, on Christmas Day.
I do like that.
Maybe
I can get them for people.
They bloody love it.
So we're going to go there.
That's a great Christmas.
So it should be nice, but it's going to be slightly weird not being... Do you know, like, my mum and dad's house? That is Christmas to me.
Yeah.
Not having that will be the first time in my life.
Really? So I've done a couple where I've been away for Christmas.
Oh, no, actually, one time we did it at my grandma's in Florida.
Oh, class.
That was good, but that was like 20 years
ago. Was it hot?
Ish.
Was it snow? No.
Not too hot, no.
I had COVID one Christmas in 2021. That was grim. Did I tell you about that? Did I ever talk about it on the pod? So I got COVID 3 days before... before Christmas,
yeah.
And it was going to a gig that really did it. Everyone at the gig got COVID. The gig happened on like the 20th. Then 2 days later, everyone got it bad. Mm. So we almost have spread it.
What band was it?
The K's at Warrington Par Hall. What a night! Wouldn't change it, would I?
What about the COVID bit? Would you change that bit?
That's what I mean. Would I have gone to that gig knowing I got great gig, great night? Yeah, probably still would have gone.
Did they do any covers?
Nah. Oh, they do.
They sang My Corona.
No, they didn't do that. So we did. We did Christmas. Me and Becky, locked down on the 2021. It was.
Not worth a gig.
It's not worth it. No, she loved it.
She loved it.
She said it was a crazy day, though. She said, I got up and I had this look in my eye. And the look in my eye was, I'm going to get pissed tonight.
Oh, my God.
Let me tell you about this. She told me the recipe the day before for what she was going to call the Grinch, a cocktail. I sort of took it in. A little bit of lime juice.
You have told us this, but I've forgotten.
Oh, is it? Double vodka. And then Prosecco. But that's not what the recipe really is. It's like orange juice and then a touch of Prosecco. I just got rid of the orange juice and added more Prosecco. Yeah.
So you're having vodka and Prosecco?
Yeah.
Like?
One hand's got vodka and Prosecco, one hand's got a Magnus. And I'm just boom, 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 boom. What a Christmas. Don't remember it. Gone. Gone. Absolutely gone.
What's the last sort of time looking at the clock you remember?
The last thing I remember paying for there was a guy who quite like, who's from Northern Ireland, and he was doing a Christmas quiz. I remember paying £3 for it.
Online?
Yeah. Do you know when people are doing Zooms online? I just fell asleep. Anyway, don't we do that this year? Back to your mums this year. Well, we split Christmas up because I'm working on the radio Christmas Day.
Are you joking?
Someone went 2 hours on the radio.
How much?
What?
How much? 300 quid for 2 hours? More than 300? 500?
Can't tell you.
Of course you can.
So I thought, I wake up.
Stop me when I've hit the number.
I wake up on Christmas Day and my mum and dad's.
£800.
That's not 800 quid, is it?
It's 600.
I'm not 400. Take you off pod.
Well, just go on.
So I thought,
for you? Is that just a blanket fee?
Yeah,
do the name
everyone,
of the game?
For everyone. Because it's
station is it?
Day. BBC Radio Manchester.
Taxpayers' money, that.
10. Let me listen to this. Listen to this. This is what I'm doing. 10 till 12, 2 hours. I'll get up. I'll have my big Joe's Mega Breakfast Christmas bap.
What's on that?
4 sausage minimum. 4 bacon, a fried egg.
Just one.
Oh.
How the fuck
eggs,
is that?
Eggs can take away a little bit of the flavour.
No, they can't.
Yes, they can. Yes, they can. Eggs aren't that good on a bap.
How can one fried egg even begin to swaddle 8
don't say
items
swaddle
of pork
delicious
meat?
So then I'll get up.
Wait, so just that? Bacon, egg and sausage?
Yeah, on a big bap.
Yeah, I get that. Obviously, it's got to be a big bap because it's...
But it's one of those oven baguettes, actually. Have you ever seen them? They only come around at Christmas where you put these like mini baguettes in the oven for like 5-6 minutes.
They happen all year round, mate.
No, they don't. No, they don't. They're big at Christmas.
They happen all year round.
You can probably buy them all year round.
You can.
But yeah, but Wyeth Morrison's got a whole aisle dedicated to them.
Yeah, for leftover sandwiches.
At Christmas. So I buy
people hang them on their tree.
I buy a big one. I'll smash that in a Terry's chocolate orange.
You need a bit of fruit, don't you?
I'll get it.
Because you've had the unhealthy sandwich, so you need, you know, some sort of vitamin C, get the orange down you, and then we're off to the BBC.
I'll get for
1,500 quid, did you say, for 2 hours?
I'll get into... I'm not 1,500 quid. I'll get into the studio for about 9:45, get going, just play loads of Christmas tunes and do shout-outs. Midday, I'm definitely at home in Stockport with a pint by 12:30.
Really?
It's simple. It's so simple. Big year for me this year. Got the call.
Diabetes.
Oh, it's about
time. We knew it was coming, didn't we?
Yeah.
One or two.
Can't be one, can it? I thought you have to be born with one.
Maybelline.
I don't know.
Makes sense.
Got the call. Joe, we've been having a big family meeting. We want you to do the gravy this year.
Oh.
So, fucking hell. Have you ever tried my gravy?
Wow. Of course not.
Wow.
What do you mean?
It takes 2 days to make.
What, do you have to wring multiple pairs of boxer shorts out into the pan?
Oof, Christ. No, it's just, you know, my gravy.
Stop saying this like it's anything except meat, flour and water.
Are you off your fucking head?
Gravy can't take 2 days.
Mine can.
How?
It's a secret.
No, it's not a secret, is it?
I'll bring some in a bottle. If it's not already been down. Because it's
just
unbelievable.
Talk us through it roughly, because this is coming out after Christmas.
Right, what's that? 2 kilogram of chicken wings. Yes, please. Let's get them roasted off. What?
Such a waste of meat, but carry on.
I'll give it to the dog.
The dog's eating 2 kilograms of chicken wings, is it?
Yes.
When you say dog, do you mean rhino?
I did a practice run. I did a practice run last week.
Hey, let me talk. 2 kilos of chicken wings.
I did a practice. Yeah, but I'm feeding. I'm feeding 13 people, Joe.
Are they having chicken wings for Christmas?
No, this is the stock. This is the start of your stock.
They're not all going to get a wing each. No, I'm saying it's a waste of wings.
Not if the gravy at the end is worth it, and the chicken off the bone will go to book for his mini Christmas dinner, which will be massive because there's a lot of wings.
Yeah, because also
I did a practice run last week.
So that's now he got the 4 kilos of chicken wings that this dog's having.
No, I only did a small batch last week.
Okay, 2 kilos of chicken wings. I won't interrupt again. Sorry.
Right, so you get them roasted off in the oven with generous a bit of olive oil, but you don't really salt and pepper it yet. Just let the juices flow. Let them flow. Now, normally I get into my big... I've got a big pan, but I'm going to... Because I need to do it for 13 people, it's not going to be that... It's not going to be big enough. So I'm going to put the slow cooker on. So then...
A fucking slow cooker full of gravy.
Yeah.
15 litres of gravy.
So then whilst the chicken wings is doing...
13
fucking
people.
Fucking no chat.
Sorry.
Whilst the chicken wings is doing the thing, I'm chopping up me carrots, me onions, me mushrooms, me celery, me rosemary, me thyme, me fresh mustard seeds, my black pepper and the world-class Waitrose chicken stock. All in a pan. Boom. In a pan. Let's get that sautéed down a bit. Oh, yes, please. Butter. Oh, yes, please. Right? And then, why are you looking at me like I'm talking fucking mad? Then, whilst that's cooking, this is an hour into the process, you combine the two into the slow cooker with lots of brilliant chicken stock. You leave it for 2 days. You strain... you strain all the bits and bobs away... And then you've got this unbelievable chicken stock. Now what you do is you make a little roux, butter, flour, blah, 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 and then you pour a little bit at a time, get it thickened. And then if you want to be dirty, right at the end, put a little bit of the fresh turkey juice into that pan. You want a bit, don't you?
I am rock hard under this.
I tell you, I swear to God, it's good.
That sounds fantastic.
A glug of red wine. A glug of red wine.
That's what spilled on Ethan's top.
A glug of red wine.
Maybe it was your chicken. Yeah. I tell you what, that is beyond gravy though, isn't it? That's not even gravy.
Yeah, but you've got to make the most
that's
of it.
That's, but Christmas you've day. Made chicken casserole there to pour on top of
and
the
And I think Buck gets to have like the carrots and the celery and all that afterwards. I don't know if he's allowed celery. He's allowed carrots and chicken. That's his Christmas dinner sorted.
Wow. That does sound amazing.
I'll save you a little bit.
There's no way that doesn't taste fantastic.
I'll save you a little bit. You'll love it.
That sounds exceptional. So you're making that?
Yeah, making that. And I'll make sure I'll do it well in advance so I can get on it. Glug, glug, glug. I'm going to buy the house.
Sorry, what are you doing? Talking, what?
Do you know what? I was going to buy the house a keg of Guinness. So for the day. How much do you think a keg of Guinness is?
How many?
Listen to this. We'll go through, and this is no word of a lie. Me, Dad, Patrick, Michael, Joseph, me.
We'll and go Jesus through. As well, obviously. Oh, sorry, I thought you named the 60 disciples. Guinness.
Huh?
We'll do 60 Guinnesses. Guinness. We'll drink
what,
60
between four pounds. Of you?
Five. 12 each. Easy. Last year we ran out of booze.
And it's just Guinness you're doing?
Yeah.
Isn't it mad that, 18 months ago... You,
I don't know if I'll do Guinness because I might do lager, but we'll do 60 cans.
But you hated Guinness. You insulted the Guinness drinker.
I know.
And now you're obsessed with it.
To be fair, after about 3, it makes your arse stink, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
Combined with the pigs in blankets and all that.
That's gravy, which is essentially, like I said, a stroganoff. That you're pouring on top of a Sunday dinner.
That's not a struggle.
It is. It basically is. What are you doing for Christmas then, Ethan? We never quite
get
got into
fucking
it.
Sad music out.
This year, I don't really know, really. Right. Oh, we've got the dog. That'll be nice. So he's going to have his first Christmas on Earth. And we're going to...
Was it before this Christmas?
Yeah, he came from Mars, didn't he?
Oh, I don't know where he came from. I think he came from... What's the place where that MP called a shithole?
I know what you mean by North.
Shropshire, is it?
No, it's not Shropshire.
He's from there.
Norfolk, no?
I can't remember. I'll put it on the screen now, maybe.
No, you won't.
I won't.
You said that, mate. You said maybe last podcast. There's no.
So you got the dog there, Digby dog.
That's all you're looking. What? I thought you. Who's doing Christmas?
Oh, me gran.
How's she? With the bad ankle?
Oh, no, not the one with the bad ankle. The other one.
Do you see your gran with the bad ankle?
Oh, I'll see her on Christmas Eve. We'll go to a little pub together and have some food. And then Boxing Day.
No, I don't skip over Christmas Day.
All right, okay.
So you just go into your grand's. Who's at your grand's?
No, sorry, she's coming to ours. There's who's only making, four of us.
John's making Christmas dinner, isn't
it? John's making Christmas dinner.
I bet he
dinner.
Makes a fantastic
That fucking turkey's branding already, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, we don't do turkey. We've never done turkey. Shit meat, obviously. Notoriously a shit meat. Terrible taste, and what's the point? You go for your...
It can be good.
Can't.
If you... Can be good.
Never
if
been
you
good.
Cook it right, it can be good. It can be good. But I know what you mean. It's very hard to make it good. So what do you have?
Belly pork.
Oh, we can't
what
argue
a
with
crazy
that.
Crazy Christmas day.
You can't sit there and tell me you don't like belly pork.
I fucking love it.
It's fantastic, isn't it?
They bought some yesterday.
Yeah.
£5 for some pork belly.
How much was it?
£5.
No, weight wise.
I don't know. I wouldn't weigh it.
Well,
what do you mean?
If you're saying £5's loads, surely it depends how much you get it.
The portion size is probably just a bit too much for me. Right. But only by a sliver.
Yeah, not enough for Becky to have some as well.
She's off pork.
Why?
She doesn't eat pork anymore, apart from black pudding. What? It's crazy, isn't it?
Why?
Don't know. She's upset. And I'll tell you what didn't help last night.
Wait, what? No, what do you mean she's upset?
She's upset about the pigs, because of how clever they are.
So why is she eating black pudding?
Because she loves it. And I tell you what didn't help. Chicken Run 2. Fucking hell, let's put her off chicken. I was sat there last night. I got hungry. She got fucking depressed. Have you seen Chicken Run 2?
Yeah.
Honestly, it puts you off. Puts you off. Have you seen Chicken Run 2?
Oh, no, I've not. No, is this new?
Yeah. It's Chicken Run 1. When you look back at Chicken Run 1, you realise they were trying to tell you something, weren't they? Like, you were watching chickens being, like, forced to produce eggs and then stuck in pies.
Yeah.
I mean, it didn't really stop us eating chickens, did it?
No.
But they're going hard this time.
Are they?
Yeah.
Wow. I have to give
chickens
that a
watch. Chickens are, like, fucking stunned.
Are they?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it sounds like a Merry Christmas for everyone. Hopefully people at home have had a lovely Christmas. Should we get into the 9 out of 10 club?
Yes, we bloody should.
Right, let's get into this then. So the 9 out of 10 club is the special club where you can buy, well not buy, well you can buy it, some of the best foods in the world.
Yeah.
These are the things that we think are 9 out of 10. So in the past, a big favourite of the 9 out of 10 club, you can see the cup right there.
Yeah.
Was Gales, which is a sort of posh chain
bakery.
Yeah,
it's a posh Gales in London, yeah.
But there's one in Manchester. There's ones about the spreading around the country. We did their ham and cheese croissant, which has like a crispy cheese like cracker almost built into it with so much cheese. There's like a bechamel sauce. So we thought we'd go back there for their Christmas.
Yeah, because we're recording this in the morning. We get a coffee. We thought it was one of the highlights of the year. I tell you what, mind doing at the end of the 9 out of 10 club is talk about our Boxing Day butties. Do you have a Boxing Day butty?
No, but yeah.
Let's get excited.
Of course,
right, what have we got today?
So today we've got two things.
Ooh.
Number one is their Christmas bun, which when I saw it on the picture, I thought, that's a bit shit. And then it arrives, and look at the size of that.
Fucking hell. Absolute that delicious beast of a bun. That.
So
Christmas bun.
Over, and then
yeah.
Come round,
Ethan, for the bun. Get your buns out.
And
what's
the second
in here?
Thing I bought. What?
Ooh.
The second thing I bought, and we have to talk about the price of this, is this. Right? Just Ethan, just cut to my camera before you come round. Sorry, just one second. The second thing I bought is this. It is a shortbread biscuit that looks like a penguin. Normal size, smallish, medium-sized biscuit. Guess how much that biscuit was?
£1.
£1? Okay, Ethan, how much do you think that was? How much do you think that should be, that?
Oh, that little biscuit there. It's going to be overpriced, isn't it, Drew?
Of course.
Oh, it's going to be a fiver.
Oh, he's gone big. £3.60 for that.
No.
Oof.
That is a joke, isn't it? I thought it was going to be the size of an actual fucking penguin.
That's crazy.
Iced penguin, £3.60.
Here's your bunny, Finn. I'll put you in a bag. I'll put it in a bag for you.
That's ridiculous. But we've got that as well. And just put a bit of that in there for.
Right, is it worth it? Let me try it.
I don't know, I've not tried it. Give that bit to Ethan.
Goodie bag.
There's your bit.
How are you loving it?
So this penguin biscuit.
Fucking nice.
It's very nice. I don't know how they've done it, but it's like very chocolatey and lovely. I don't know what they're doing over there at Gales. Every time I eat something, I can't believe how good it is. That penguin biscuit is not worth £3.60.
It's not worth, but I won't. If someone bought it for me,
I won't kick it out of bed for farting. Let me tell you that much. I won't kick it out of bed for eating toast.
Here's one for you. The flavours in this Christmas bun,
what is it?
Sort of emulating a little bit of a mince pie slash a Christmas cake. Have you nailed your Christmas dessert yet? Like what? What would you be having for dessert on Christmas Day, Ethan?
Usually I said this before. It's true. After I've had my Christmas dinner, I'd have a bit of a break. I'd go back in for a few more pigs and blankets. Mm.
So you never have like a trifle, pudding?
Well, that would be probably the afterwards, yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of what we're talking about.
But no, but more so, I would after, honestly, like an hour or so, I'd try and squeeze a few more in. You know, pigs and blankets. I think
we've got a record. And can we beat it this year?
I don't know. Well, we do them proper big, you see. We do like a proper full sausage.
Yeah, they just get a full pig.
So much pork kicking
a full pig wrapped in bacon that they stuff in the oven.
You're all having big chunks of pork belly and then eight pigs in blankets.
Yeah, it's awful, isn't it? Yeah. Bit of beef as well. Oh. We'd go for the Christmas pudding from Marks and Spencer's.
Bloody hell.
We buy a Christmas pudding for the table, but no one eats it. Mm.
Literally for the table.
I'm a U-log boy.
Oh yeah,
what's that? What's a U-log?
I can never quite remember. Is it chocolate with ice and sugar?
Mm. It's fucking good. Bit of double cream. Oof.
How many calories do you think you're consuming on Christmas Day?
You know, a lot.
So you start off with 4 bacon, 4 sausage, big bap, cherry chocolate orange.
Yeah.
I'm going to say you're somewhere in the region of 1,000 down.
Probably, yeah.
Then
how many calories are in a Guinness? Google that, Ethan.
Let's just say 100, just for safekeeping. So that's probably 1,200 calories there.
I think there's 200 calories in Guinness. Or maybe there's not. In a Guinness can. Let's have a look. 125.
Yeah. So let's say, okay, so if you're having 12 Guinness, let's say that's 1,500 calories there. So you're already at 2,500. You've not even had lunch and dinner yet. So let's say your Christmas dinner, that's probably another 1,200, 1,400 maybe. Mm. So that we're pushing 5,000 calories already.
Yeah.
Then are you going to be having dipping into the quality streets?
Oh, yeah. And then just before, and then sometimes just after the Doctor Who Christmas special, we'll go
with great.
Great. We're going, and it's the only time, really, I like brown sauce. I love it with me turkey leftovers.
You're having leftovers at 4 p.m.
No. The Doctor Who Christmas special is on 6 till 7, would you say?
Yeah, I'd say that's probably accurate, yeah.
Okay, 7. So you're having 2 Christmas dinners?
No. I'm in a little plate.
Turkey and brown sauce?
Mm-hmm.
So we're probably nudging a 6,000 calorie day, all said and done. Like Michael Phelps.
Yeah, but you only do it once a year.
Yeah, it's lovely.
What do you think of this?
This is the worst thing I've had from Gales. Oof, don't love it at all, actually.
We're way to round off the
night. Chocolate and raisins and orange peel and cinnamon and sugar. And it's too much, personally. It's nice, but it's I don't want to go back in for any more. And I've never said that before about a Gales. Sorry about that. What do you think?
It's all right.
Yeah. It's not that good, is it? It's not as good as the cookie.
The cookie was great.
That £3.60 cookie was better than this.
How much was one of these?
Well, that's something I wanted to talk about, actually. So, when you order it, I ordered it online, which obviously, thing. So they do a deal. So if you look at the price of the thing by itself, Christmas bun, £4.90.
Oof.
Which is a lot, isn't it? Right? But then they do, and a flat white is like £3.50. So what are you looking at there? Like, what? £8.40.
Yeah, for fucking hell, for a cake.
Yeah. So then they do a deal. Great. Hot drink and a Christmas bun, £6.85. I'm like, oh, that's great. You're saving £2 there. Mm-hmm. So I clicked on that. And then to add your hot drink, if you add a flat white, that adds an extra 40p on to the deal. So already you're looking at £7.20. Then to add the Christmas bun, you have to add another 150 on. So this deal that would have cost us £8.50 for the two now costs us £8.70. The fucking deal costs more than the original.
It's they are taking the piss.
How shit
they?
Is that?
Merry Christmas.
So I've ended up getting a deal that cost us more than it would have cost us to get the two things separately, or about the same.
It's not 9 out of 10 club, but it's a place I'd recommend if you want a nice
If you want to spend £40 on 8 cookies and a couple of flat whites, this is the place to do it, I will say that.
Before we wrap up, Boxing Day...
He said what he thought, yeah?
Oh, well, he's not asking.
Not 9 out of 10. It's not really my kind of thing at all, really.
What about the cookie?
Oh, I must say that the cookie was a very nice chocolate biscuit in the chocolate biscuit world. For that price, for the size of it, it was quite astonishing. Yeah. And also, wasn't the penguin a nice shape to pick, I must say.
Yeah. Before we get going, Chris, a Boxing Day sandwich. Sorry, talk to Chris. Me. No, Christmas, I stopped myself. Boxing Day sandwich.
Yeah, well, I've been through this, haven't we? I've changed over the years. I'm now doing pretty much everything on toast. Sandwich-wise.
Just standard white toast.
White toast. Or if I can get something... But I've realised the sourdough is not good for sandwiches. Sourdough is good as an open face with a...
Knife and fork.
But sandwiches, it's too firm and it pushes all the fillings out. Mm. So you need something quite light. So I'm just going either a bacon in the oven baguette or a Warburton's toasty.
Nice.
Yeah. Toast that bitch up. Yeah. Three slices down.
Three.
Up. On the one thing, mayonnaise straight away. I need to lubricate this bitch.
Wow, that's what I'm saying.
Sorry. Mayonnaise, then cranberry sauce. So you've got this kind of mixture of the two things going on.
Christ.
Then I'm going stuffing that I've reheated in the oven. Yeah. Then I'm going turkey that I've reheated in the microwave. Yeah. Then I'm going roast potatoes or any carrots.
Really? Are you sticking veg on?
I'll put a potato in there if I've got any left. Then, and you're not going to like this.
Here we go.
Lettuce.
No, this is when I'm out. He's lost me here.
Lettuce,
Ethan.
And maybe a little raw onion as well, if there's not a lot of stuff.
I'd say the raw onion, you've got me, but lettuce? Yeah.
Lettuce, crunch.
Why, what's he doing?
Crunch.
You've got crunch.
Freshness.
You've got crunch.
Crunch.
You've got crunch.
Crunch.
No, you've got it. You don't need it.
Crunch.
You don't need it. You've got it.
Freshness. Then I'm going, and I've nicked this from friends, then I'm going a slice of bread in the middle that's got gravy on it.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it works.
Done. Ooh.
Then I'm
never heard of this.
No.
So a gravy bread slice in the middle, adding moisture, adding saltiness, adding meatiness. Then I'm just repeating. Then I'm going inverse.
Not more lettuce.
Stuffing, turkey, mayo, cranberry sauce, toast outside, slicing half lengthways, bag of Seabrook crisps.
Oh, God.
Ooh.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Bag of Seabrook crisps, a couple of pickled onions, a couple of black or green olives. Bob's your uncle.
Bloody hell.
Where are these olives coming from?
What do you mean, where are these olives coming from?
Have they got a look in?
Fridge. Maybe a gherkin, a pickled gherkin.
Ethan, would you scran, or are you all pigged out by Boxing Day?
Oh, no, Boxing Day, I'll probably have maybe some of the leftover beef in the baguette with some gravy on there.
Oh, nice.
Dirty bastard.
What are you having?
I'll just try and fit as much meat into a sandwich as possible. I'll leave the potatoes...
Saying potatoes, man.
On the side, I won't be inserting them into the sandwich. They would be a side piece.
Really?
Yeah.
But then I don't think they hold up quality wise enough to be a side.
Do you know?
I think they sort of need to be swirled into the sandwich world.
Do you know what brings? This is big. What brings a potato back to life?
Modern age. Is it a 3.5 litres of gravy that cost about £40
in the modern age.
The air fryer.
The air fryer. It brings a roast potato back from the grave.
Or the gravy.
Great fun, and it gives it that second. It gives it that second lease of life.
Really.
And you put some gravy in with it. The gravy don't cost that much, you know.
So let's work this out. 3 kilos of chicken wings, that's about £7.
No, see, you're going to the wrong place for your chicken wings.
Where are you going?
Get your chicken wings from Aldi, it's £2 a kilo.
Okay, so
that's
we're looking...
four.
Okay, £4.
How much do you spend on carrots these days? Because me?
60 pence.
Yeah.
That chicken stock from Waitrose is costing £1.80.
Yeah, that's where the big bucks is coming from, unfortunately. You've got to get good quality stock.
So you're probably talking about 12 quid for this gravy.
No, you see, where have you just doubled everything? You've just said, all we did was go, get 2 quid, 2 quid. 2 quid.
That's starting.
12 quid.
That's right.
No, okay. You've got to six.
Oh, yeah. Because red wine's free. I just all the bunches of what are you putting in there? Parsley,
I say 8 quid.
You got Star and East coming out your ass, have you, big boy?
I'm not going to go Star and East.
Lovely.
Anyway, this has been the Sloppy Joe's Christmas special. I hope you're having fun.
I hope you're having a lovely bloody Boxing Day. And if you don't celebrate Christmas, then really all you're missing out on is 6,000 calorie day. Loads of Guinness and an argument with your family. But, you know, you can do those things any other time you want, really, can't you? The presents don't really matter as you get older, do they? Do you like the presents even? We never mentioned them. They don't matter anymore, do they?
Nah.
What have you bought Becky?
Not got anything yet.
Are you joking?
I mean, it's Boxing Day. I must have got her something.
Have you not?
Huh? Live life on the edge, me.
That's amazing. And you'd have to buy Manisha anything.
Yep.
Piece of piss.
Yeah, just.
And well, I mean, even when it's her birthday and it is something she celebrates, you still don't fucking get her out. Yeah, so.
You go halves on it.
Yeah, exactly.
I put you this really nice necklace.
40 quid, please.
Yeah, I mean, it was 80 quid, please. So just send us 40 quid whenever
I've
you get a chance.
A lovely necklace and a lovely little invoice to go with it as well.
Do you think Christmas has snuck up on us this year a little
Stop
bit?
Stop it.
It has, hasn't
Stop
it?
Stop being an old stunned. Woman on
I'm
a box.
I'm stunned, Ethan. Are
oh,
you?
This year
are you stunned?
Quitting.
Are you stunned? It's now. This is our Christmas special.
I can't believe that, yeah.
This is our Christmas special.
Yeah, no, look. Where's your Christmas jumper, by the way?
You give it to Ethan. That's and then you went, I don't think that will fit you.
All right, to end out the Christmas special, you put that Christmas jumper
Come
on.
Come over here, Ethan.
Thank you very much for joining us. Hope you're having a fantastic Christmas. There's a reason why I didn't give you this jumper, Joe, and it's going to be very, very obvious very shortly.
What's...
hope you have a lovely Christmas. Hope you all got what you wanted. I mean, I might see a few of you in a couple of days anyway at the
live show. What's happening there to us?
We're in Dublin.
No invite for me. No,
well, you can come. Of course
favorite,
you can.
Favourite place in the world.
There's your invite.
Does his partner in crime get an invite? Nope.
Do you want to come to Dublin?
Would have.
Go on then.
What's the date?
28th of December. Tickets. I don't know if there's any tickets still available, but
I'm
there might be.
I'm fucking buying one.
No, not for you. People at home. Go on then. Let's see you in this little jumper, Pumpy.
No, I see. It's not too bad.
It's not too bad, is it? That penguin's twice the size it was when Ethan was wearing it. That's not bad, actually. You could have worn that.
I told you it could fit in. Oh.
Merry Christmas, Joe. Look at that. Look at the rumbly tumbly on that.
I look awful in this. Jesus. Right, Merry...
He's got the wide neck.
I'm getting
associated
it
with a nervous breakdown.
What's this wide neck all about?
You know, like,
wearing wide neck.
You're like a middle-aged woman who's had a nervous breakdown.
Alright, everyone, we'll see you later.
Bye.
Merry Christmas.
Jingle boys.
Wave, Ethan.
Oh yes, Merry Christmas to one and all.
Oh, gross.
Oh.